Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night as we are inside the Quicken Loans Studios here in Houston, Texas. And I tell you what, already it has been a very big week in the NFL with the Texans upset over the Bengals on Monday night, handed them their first loss of the season, and the Jets are going to be in town on Sunday. In fact, I'm going to be at that game taking in all the action, and we are so glad you made it a point to join us tonight. A very special edition of the Big E Sports Show over the next 2 hours, and we've got you covered. We're going to talk some NFL, obviously, college football, and NBA. So we are jam-packed with some terrific guests, but right now we're going to pack our bags. We're going to head up to Milwaukee and get an update on the Packers and the Bucks. And if you are a longtime listener of our show, you're going to recognize the voice of my dear friend, Tom Pippins. He is the sports director with Fox 6 in Milwaukee. Good evening, Tommy P.
Big E, it's great to be with you and the listeners again. And as J.J. Watt might say, how do you like us now?
I love it.
Quite the upset victory. J.J., of course, from Pewaukee, Wisconsin, the former Badger. We're all so proud. And that was quite a win over those previously unbeaten Bengals. Good stuff.
It was exciting. Well, I have to tell you, I have to be honest with you, Tommy, I've been a bit worried about you because what in the world is going on with your Packers? I mean, to start off the season 6-0 and then dropping three straight, you guys are navigating through some serious turbulence.
Absolutely, and as you know, we're not used to that here. We've gotten very spoiled. I thought I saw a statistic when I was reading this morning, Big E, that only 11 teams have winning records at this point in the NFL, and that's the fewest since 1980, so I think at least I'm in the ballpark going from my fuzzy memory. And with the Packers 6-3 down, the loss to the Lions for the first time since 1991 on Wisconsin soil, a Lions team came in 1-7, a Lions team whose 90-year-old owner, bless her heart, fired everybody in the front office except the kitchen sink, it seemed, and they played inspired football. And as for the Packers, I think nothing. Look, certainly they missed Jordy Nelson a great deal. Listeners probably know, if they follow the pack at all, that the number one receiver tore his ACL in a preseason game, out for the year. That's why Aaron Rodgers hasn't been able to go deep as often. But everything, it seems, has gone wrong. Typically when you lose from top to bottom, offense, defense, special teams, this week, Aaron Rodgers comes on the injury report with a sore right shoulder. He said he'll play. I think it's significant, Big E, in that he's not been as accurate when the receivers, who often are jammed, and his former Packer receiver Antonio Freeman said, they're not working hard enough. They're taking the easy way out to get out and of that jam at the line of scrimmage and get open. So guys aren't blocking. The running game is not going. Eddie Lacy sat out a game because of a groin injury. He's got ankle injuries. He probably, like yours truly, is overweight for what he wants to do, as big as he is. He could be 260. They list him at about 235, 240. And they need him as well as James Starks. But, you know, I have a feeling that the Sunday showdown with Minnesota certainly is going to be just that. The Packers have won the division 4 straight years. If they lose this game, the division is probably out, and they'd be struggling for a wild card, and they've made the postseason the past 6 years. So, again, we're very spoiled. I think it's up to Aaron Rodgers somehow, some way, as great as he is, to lead this team on the field, off the field, and get them to where they want to go. And I still have faith that they can bounce back and beat a confident, hot Vikings team playing at home, winner of 5 in a row with a good defense. So we'll see what happens.
You know, as you're just, you know, highlighting, going through just the myriad of problems the Packers have, you think it is this weekend that they're going to be able to rediscover their mojo and finally get back on track?
Well, you know, I often tell people, don't take my predictions to the bank, Big E, and I'm thankful I'm not a meteorologist having to forecast every day. I thought they were going to beat the Lions. I honestly did. I thought they'd be 9-0. John Kuhn, the fullback, had some great comments on Wednesday. He said, you know what? If we were 9-0 right now, your tenor of questions would be different. It wouldn't be nearly as exciting. We're 6-3. We're going to play a 7-2 team at their place. This is as exciting game as we've had all year, and we're going to take these negative questions and we're going to channel it into positive attitude. And I think they can. Now, they're pretty banged up. Everybody else is. Adrian Peterson is back, and you and your listeners know what he's done. I mean, he has almost 1,000 yards rushing already.
Incredible.
His sixth 200-yard game of his career, tying O.J. Simpson for the most. Yeah, he's on a mission. There's no question, and Mike Zimmer's done a good job there, but their special teams are really good. So there are a lot of reasons to say, the Pack probably will lose this game, and yet I'm thinking that they're going to get it turned around, that they're going to regain their confidence, and they're going to stay the course. I expect that they can go there and get a victory, and then they would be tied for the division lead, and they'd have the game in hand with a head-to-head, and we'd be taking on a different tone with the Packers next week. If not, well, then you know it just may not be their year. You get pretty spoiled. It seems everybody but New England at times is going to struggle,
sure.
And even they do. So we'll see what happens. As long as 12 is calling the signals, I have faith.
Well, give us an update on Aaron Rodgers, because I think back to the 2014 season when he was at that media and he said, relax, right? So, like, what's his disposition these days?
Well, you know, I was a little bit disappointed, to be honest, with some of the comments, because right after the Detroit game, and again, it's right after a game, you can be emotional, but he was asked some pretty valid questions about, for instance, his unusual. You're talking about one of the most accurate passers in NFL history. And, you know, here's a guy with twice as many TDs. Tom Brady has twice as many TDs as interceptions. Aaron Rodgers is first all-time. He has four times, almost five times as many. He's just amazing that way. But when the receivers have gotten open, he hasn't got the ball there. Well, we have to look at the film. I know he's upset. I expected a little more, and I think there's going to be more. I don't know. It is significant that the shoulder injury pops up on the injury report. Again, he said, I'm going to play. We're all banged up. He's been sacked 22 times. 11 of those sacks have come in those last three games, as you point out, all losses. So I think there could be a correlation there. And I also think he misses Jordy Nelson a bunch. He does miss Eddie Lacy as well. He threw the ball 61 times against the Lions. You've got to have more balance. And Mike McCarthy, the coach, recognizes that. But what happens is now they're playing people up in the box. You know, they don't worry about the deep threats. It makes it hard to run that ball. And so they've had to make adjustments, and I think part of it with Aaron, it's missing Jordy Nelson. It's the offensive line needs to do more. He needs to get rid of the ball faster. He needs to perhaps trust the receivers, you know, throw the receiver open. He disdains the turnover, so does the coach. That's the philosophy. It's the anti-Brett Favre, if you will, and you know I thought Favre the gunslinger. But sometimes you just have to take the chance in there. So there are many, many factors. And yet if you look at Aaron Rodgers, Big E, with all we're saying about him, and certainly his yards are down and his average yards per pass caught, but he has 21 touchdowns and three interceptions, so he's not having the worst season in the world. He's not going to be MVP again, but he still has it. And so I think those factors all contribute to why, by his standards, he's been down so far this season. But there are seven games left, so hopefully we're talking a different tune come, say, late January, early February.
Well, it is hard to believe a third of the Packers team is listed with injuries, and you were just talking about the offensive line. Why aren't they playing as well as they did last year?
Well, I think you pointed it out. A lot of it has to do with injuries. The left tackle, David Bakhtiari, hurt his knee early in the season. I don't think he's been 100% all year. Brian Bulaga has been out. He came back quickly. I think on that other side, he's been hurting the right tackle. TJ Lang has gone out for a stretch of time and come back. Corey Linsley, who was outstanding as a rookie last year out of Ohio State, stepping in after J.C. Treader got hurt, and then Treader couldn't get his job back. Linsley came in and played like a 10-year vet. He's been, by his standards, down, especially the last couple of games. So, and, you know, Randall Cobb, they've had several drops. Randall hasn't been as good as he can be. Davante Adams went out hurt. They have a young rookie receiver who has the shake and bake. He can get off that line of scrimmage. Ty Montgomery, he's been out the last few games with a knee injury. They're hopeful. He practiced on Wednesday that he might get back. So, you know, and once more, I point to Eddie Lacy. Eddie has, I think, NFL history, at least to this point, he's had the biggest drop-off of any back ever who started his career with two 1,200-yard seasons. So lots of factors, and yet I point all of that out, and I still think there's a lot of talent on this team. I think they've underachieved. Now you get into the play calling. You may have heard that, you know, Mike McCarthy gave the play calling over to Tom Clements, and people are saying, now he's got to get back and do what he's done so well. Mike McCarthy cut his teeth on the play calling. Mm-hmm. He took that away last year because he wanted to have a better overall perspective. He's stubborn. He's also very loyal. He's going to stick to his guns. I don't think he's going to take the play calling back, but I don't think Tom Clements has done a bad job. He and Aaron Rodgers have a great relationship with one another. I think it comes down to play execution, Big E. You've been an athlete at a mm-hmm. high level. You know what happens. Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is you get so much coaching, then you have to get out there and perform and be good fundamentally. At times the Packers are, at times they're not. They're inconsistent. That's why they've lost three in a row. I still think they can get it back, and I'd like to think it will come against those vaunted Vikings on Sunday.
The NFL conversation continues with the sports director from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee, and that is Tom Pippins. Much more straight ahead right here in the fastest 2 hours in radio.